Happy Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, and Jerry Hosner, Elvia Allman, Margaret Brayton, our happy postman, Mel Blanc. For your Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for your everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop. Week before last, George challenged Gracie to earn her own Christmas money. He wishes now he'd challenged Joe Louis to a fight. First, Gracie sold his cigars. Then she painted his car yellow and started a yellow cab service. Then she sold Christmas trees, which she chopped out of Griffith Park. But wait, now you're going to hear something really gruesome. And here he is.
Gracie, please. Please stop trying to earn your own Christmas money. I'll give you all you want.
No, sir. You said I wasn't smart enough to earn it, and I'm going to show you. I'll earn it with my own head, no matter how hard it is.
Look, honey, I take back what I said. You are smart. You're brilliant.
Am I pretty?
You're beautiful. You're the most brilliant, most beautiful woman in the world. Now, will you give up earning your own Christmas money?
Well, I was going to, but if I'm that smart and pretty, I can't miss.
And so Gracie has continued to try and earn her own Christmas money. Poor George never knows what scheme she'll try next. For example, today at noon when he came home...
Oh, Gracie, I'm home! For Pete's sake, a baby on the couch. Gracie, where are you?
Here I am, dear.
Look, a baby. Where did it come from?
Your mother never told you?
I mean, who does it belong to?
Oh, it belongs to Mrs. Bohannon. I'm watching it while she goes shopping.
What for?
For 50 cents.
Gracie, are you still trying to earn your own Christmas money?
Yes, and I didn't think you'd mind if I was a babysitter.
That's babysitter.
Oh, believe me, with a baby in the house, you do very little sitting.
This is murder. You know absolutely nothing about taking care of children.
Well, I admit that, dear. But there's a radio program that tells you all about babies. Oh, it's time for it right now. Turn the radio on, dear. They say this is absolutely the last word on child care.
Brought to you by the makers of teeny weeny baby powder. The powder that soothes your teeny weeny baby from top to, if you'll pardon the expression, bottom. If you're a mother, you have a teeny weeny. But every mother doesn't know what to do with her teeny weeny. Would you like to know what to do with your teeny weeny? Well, we'll tell you. And remember, this program is brought to you by the makers of teeny weeny baby powder. The powder that's 815 ways better. Yes, 815 ways better. Not one way better. Not two ways better. Not three ways better. Not four ways better. Not five.
That's enough, teeny weeny.
We'll tune in after commercial.
You can pick the darnest way. Hey, there's another baby on the chair. And another one under the table. What happened? Oh, somebody came in with a toy, I guess. Gracie, what do you do when they all cry at once?
Well, at first I didn't know what to do, and then I read a book that solved everything.
A book on child care?
No, Forever Amber.
That book says nothing about stopping babies from crying.
I know, but I got so interested in what it did say that I didn't notice them.
Great. You know something, though? The more I look at this little baby, the more I realize how incomplete a home is without
him. Mm, you're right.
In fact, Well, it would be nice to...
Judge, are you trying to say that you'd like to have one around all the time?
Yeah.
Ah, all right. After Christmas, we'll go into the babysitting business permanently.
We will not.
But you just...
Never mind. How have you kept these babies entertained?
With your watch and the vacuum cleaner.
My watch and vacuum cleaner?
Yeah, they played with your watch.
Well, what about the vacuum?
Well, after they finished playing with your watch, I had to pick it up.
Look, tune in that program again. Maybe they'll have some less expensive ideas.
Oh, yes, the Teeny Weeny Baby Powder Program. They must be giving advice on babies right now.
Not 247 ways better. Not 248 ways better. Not 249.
Nuts to that. Teeny Weeny. Come in. Hello, all. Oh, how do all?
Hello, Meredith.
Say, isn't that a baby on that chair?
Yes, it is.
I knew that was a baby. I'm pretty smart about those things.
Sam Einstein.
Well, Meredith, that's not the only one. We have five babies.
By George.
No, they're not by George.
Newman.
I'm taking care of them while their mothers go shopping. That's how I'm earning my Christmas money.
Yeah, can you think of anything sillier?
Oh, I think it's interesting. Yes, even inspiring to have charge of these future citizens. Who knows? That little baby lying there smiling and cooing may someday be president of the United States.
The baby heard you.
What do you want to do, discourage the kid? There. He didn't mean it, baby. You'll probably grow up to be like me. She? Oh, I didn't know.
There you are. That's what makes taking care of babies so interesting. You never know what they're going to grow up to be. Would you like to hear what happened to my aunt in that respect?
No.
Well, sir, my aunt, Martha is her name, Martha Frisbee. She married Fred Frisbee, the silo builder. I guess you heard of Fred.
He builds all my silos, yeah.
Well, one night... And by the way, lots of people get him confused with Fred Frisbee from Fort Dodge, Iowa.
Oh, this is a different Frisbee.
Yes, Fred Frisbee from Fort Dodge is a hog breeder.
Oh.
And in 1937, at the Kansas City Livestock Show, he exhibited the biggest boar Iowa has ever produced.
I'm glad you won, Meredith.
George. Go on, Meredith. Tell us what happened with your aunt.
Oh, yes. Back to Aunt Martha.
She's married to Fred.
Fred Frisbee. One night in 1914, Aunt Martha was caring for a neighbor's baby, and it was teething. Well, sir, nothing my aunt could do seemed to help. Suddenly, she spied a bottle of bourbon in the cupboard. So she rubbed bourbon on the baby's gums, and that did it. My aunt gave him his start.
Gave him his start?
Yep. She rubbed bourbon on his gums, and today his picture is in every magazine. He's a man of distinction.
Out, Meredith.
Hmm?
Out.
Out?
Out.
Goodbye, all.
Goodbye, all. Now, Gracie, I still say you don't know how to take care of these babies, and you better call them.
Oh, that's right. The Teeny Weeny program. I can tune in that now. Gee, radio is wonderful today. You can learn anything you want to know.
Not 518 ways better. Not 519 ways better. Not 520.
Let's get tickets to that program sometime. It must be wonderful to watch.
Yes.
lunch?
I'd rather eat myself. Haven't had any lunch yet.
Well, your lunch is already, dear. I fixed your food and the baby's food at the same time.
Good.
Would you like your formula in a bottle or a glass?
I don't want any baby formula.
Well, it's all right. I'll burp you afterwards.
I doubt if you even know how to burp a baby.
I do, too. When you strain the baby's vegetables, you put in a few radishes.
Believe me, you need help.
All right, I'll turn on the teeny-weeny program and get some instructions.
Yes.
Surely the commercial is over by now.
Not 813 ways better. Not 814 ways better. But 815 ways better. That is our claim for teeny-weeny baby powder.
Well, at last he finished.
And now you ask, what are those 815 ways?
Who asked?
All right, I'll tell you. First, it's so fragrant you can smell it. Second, it's so pure you can eat it. Third, it's so mild you can...
Oh, my goodness, now he's going to tell us 815 things to do with the powder.
I can make it 816. I'd like to bounce a can off his head.
Well, never mind. I'm sure I can feed them all right. Now, let's see. Which one gets his bottle first?
You know, all these babies look alike. How do you keep them getting them mixed up?
Oh, I figured out a way to tell which is which. It's sort of a filing system. Now, for instance, this baby is named Charles, so I put him in a chair. C for chair, C for Charles.
C for chair, C for Charles.
Uh-huh.
That's a great system.
And then I put Mrs. Tracy's baby under that little table because her name is Margaret.
That I don't get at all. Margaret begins with an M.
Oh, George, what kind of a table is that?
A coffee table.
M for Margaret, M for Maxwell House.
Well, the sponsor ought to like that system.
Oh, it's really wonderful. I lean Mrs. Peterson's baby up against the radio because her name is Sally.
You better explain that one, too.
But, dear, it's so obvious. Who invented the radio?
Marconi.
What nationality was he?
Italian.
What's the favorite food in Italy?
Spaghetti.
S for spaghetti, S for salad.
I was a fool not to see that. Well, you dope.
That bottle of formula. I'll stop with little Bill.
Yeah.
Well, I'll answer it, dear. Maybe it's another customer.
Good morning, Mrs. Burns. Here's your mail.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Postman.
Isn't that a nursing bottle you have in your hand with a nipple on it?
Mm-hmm. I was just about to give the little fellow his lunch.
Did Mr. Burns misplace his tea?
Now, I wasn't feeding Mr. Burns. I was feeding a little baby. We have five of them, and we're keeping while their mothers go shopping.
Oh, I love babies. May I see them?
Well, of course. Step right in.
Hello, Mr. Postman.
Well, hello, Mr. Burns.
There they are, Mr. Postman.
Just look at their happy little faces.
Oh, the horror of it all.
Why, Mr. Postman, you're crying. What's the matter?
Oh, I was just thinking, those happy little babies, they'll grow up and get married.
Mr. Postman, maybe your home life would be happier if you had a baby or two.
Yeah, take a couple of these with you. Personally, I'd like to get rid of all of them.
Oh, George.
Oh, I already have a...
I'm sorry, Mrs. Ranchpot, but we're not taking any more babies.
Oh, how dreadful. I did so want to see that new Charles Boyer picture.
Oh, George, please let her go. I'll take good care of Cedric. And I know just how Mrs. Ranchpot feels about Charles Boyer.
Yes, he sent me.
Oh, me too, especially when he takes the heroine in his arms.
Yes.
And he bends closer and closer to her lips.
Yes.
And those big soft eyes of his seem to fill the whole screen.
Yes.
And that wonderful vein in his temple starts to throb.
Yes.
Oh, wait, I'll get my hat and go with you.
Tracy, come back here.
Look, dear, you can watch the baby just as well as I can. I'll turn on the teeny-weeny powder program so you can get advice, huh? Goodbye, dear.
Well, this is great. Stuck with a half a dozen kids.
814 if they will not explode if dropped on the floor. And 850 if it can be sprinkled inside a motorman's glove. And now for our advice about babies.
Good.
Don't have any. They might grow up to be radio announcers and have to read stuff like this.
Here's one of Gracie's favorites, Rose Room. Meredith Wilson and his chiffon music.
Around?
Shh. What's the matter?
Gracie's out, and I've got a couple of babies in here.
Well, introduce me. Introduce me.
Bill, you don't understand. These are young babies.
I like them young. Tell them Goodwin's here.
These babies drink out of bottles.
That's for me. Tell them Goodwin's here.
They're about 6 months old.
Tell them Goodwin just left.
I don't know. Just a minute. You woke that baby up and you're going to help me put it back to sleep.
But George, what are you doing with babies around the house anyway?
The mothers left them here while they went out shopping.
I know how to quiet the little fella. Goodbye, baby, be quiet as a mouse. Mommy's out shopping for Maxwell House.
Oh, no.
Hey. I knew that would make you happy, kid. Yes, sir. Mommy's going to have some of that rich, mellow, delicious Maxwell House. The result of careful selection and blending of choice Latin American coffees, radiant roasted to perfection.
Is that so? Bill,
yes.
The baby's mother is not out shopping for Maxwell House.
Now, see what you did? The kid wants his mother to have Maxwell House because it's the very best in coffee drinking pleasure. Yet it costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold. There. Buy the coffee, so be quiet as a mice.
A mice?
Oh, you'll see. Maxwell House is bought by more people than any other brand of coffee at any price.
I see.
Good to the last drop. To walk to get their baby. Now you can collect your pay.
Yeah, they'll probably give me 35 cents.
Oh, goody. You can invest in some AT&T.
Huh?
Apples, taffy, and Tootsie Roll.
sure this is the Burns house, Elmer?
Yes, Pat.
Will you leave me? We've been trying to adopt the baby. Elmer, we've been trying to adopt the baby for 2 years. And now at last we're going to get one. Well, don't stand there. Ring the doorbell, Elmer.
Yes, Pat.
The postman says they've got a whole house full of babies. And Mr. Burns would like to get rid of them. To the door, you keep your mouth shut for a change and let me do the talking.
Yes, Pat.
Quiet. I hope you've come for one of these babies.
Yes, Pat.
Huh?
Stop gabbing, Elmer.
Yes, Pat.
Here are the babies. Pick yours out.
Let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. This one.
I didn't know he had a moe in the crowd.
Now, how much do we owe you?
Oh, I don't know. Whatever it's worth to you.
How about $100?
What?
$150?
$150?
All right, here's $200.
But,
quick, Elmer, before he changes his mind. Now, here's our name and address. You can send the baby things there. Goodbye.
Wow. Sing some more, you money-making little rascal.
$200.
Here it is, cold cash.
For watching one baby?
That's right.
George, if we can line up Bing Crosby's business, we can retire.
I'm not kidding. This beats radio. I got $200 for just sitting an hour.
Yeah, at that rate, you've earned millions you've never collected.
Well, this sitting is quite a business.
And you can pick up some extra money from farmers, too.
From farmers?
Well, sure, as long as you're sitting here, you can hatch a few eggs.
Great idea.
Excuse me a moment, dear. I'm going to phone the papers and put in an ad.
Boy, this is the sweetest little racket a guy ever saw. Come in.
Good evening. I'm Mrs. Preble. I've come to get my baby, little Bill.
Okay, pick him out.
Very well. Well, this is strange, Mr. Burns. He's not here.
He must be. This is all we've got left.
Then you've lost him. You've lost my little Bill. I'll put you in jail for the rest of your life.
But look.
No, that's not enough punishment for a man your age.
Now, wait a minute.
Well, dear, hello.
Mrs. Preble claims we've mislaid her bill.
Well, make her out a new one. The usual $200.
We've mislaid her baby.
In that case, make it $100.
I'll sue you unless I get my baby.
Well, how about this one?
It's not mine. Mine has blonde hair.
Well, how about taking this one in a bottle of peroxide?
Certainly not.
Well, how about this one?
Well, that's not mine either. Mine was wearing a white cotton dress.
Oh, well, then you're getting a bargain. This dress has lace on it.
Hey, wait a minute. A blonde baby in a white cotton dress. A couple came by and got them. Here's their name and address.
Give me that, you imbecile. I'll go and get my baby.
Well, the nerve of her. She left without paying us the $200. Now, calm down, dear. Let's go to bed and forget the whole thing.
Poor people thought they were adopting a baby. I had to give back the $200.
All right. Now, go to bed. Dear.
Okay, but remember, no more babysitting. Why ever see another baby around here? Holy smoke. There's one in my bed.
Oh, I forgot about him. His mother left him for the night.
I said no more babysitting.
Well, this one is lying down.
Join us again next week when we'll all be back. George Burns, Ben. Gracie Allen, Meredith Wilson's orchestra, yours truly, Bill Goodwin. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show is written by Paul Henning and Keith Fowler. Until next Thursday, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one preferred brand of coffee.
Always good to the last drop. Good night.
Good night.